Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, we're building percussion call and response for drum and bass, but with a very specific goal: modern control with vintage tone. So think of this like a conversation happening around your main drums. Your kick and snare are the main characters. The percussion is the side dialogue that creates momentum, tension, and that rolling alive feeling, without stealing the punch from the snare. By the end, you'll have two percussion layers, a call layer and a response layer, both glued together on a percussion bus, plus a parallel tape dirt return that gives you age and texture without wrecking clarity. All right, let's set it up. Set your tempo to something deep and be ready. 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174. Now create four tracks. One for your main drums. Name it Drums Main. Two for percussion. Perk Call and Perk Resp. These can be MIDI tracks if you're using drum rock or simpler, which I recommend here. And then we're going to group the percussion. Select Perk Call and Perk Resp, and group them into a group called Percussion. Important mindset. The group is where you get modern control. Inside the group is where you keep contrast and personality. That way, you can make the call and response feel different, but still manage them like a single instrument in the mix. Next, choose your sounds. For this lesson, pick 2 to 4 one-shots that already feel a little human. Not pristine EDM top loops. You want things like a rim, a clave, a tight shaker burst, a brushed stick, a tiny metal tick for the call. And for the response, go darker and rounder. A small tom, a muted conga, a foley knock, a filtered hat. Something that feels like the reply is coming from the back of the room. If you're unsure, here's a quick teacher trick. The call should read clearly even when it's quiet. The response should feel like it supports the groove even when you don't consciously notice it. Now, build the call pattern. On Perk Call, create a 1-bar MIDI clip to start. Keep it simple. 3 hits max is a great rule while you're learning this, because it forces you to write a phrase instead of filling space. Use a 16th note grid, and then you can add 1 or 2 tiny timing nudges later. Place your call hits in DNB-friendly spots, often just after the snare, or leading into it. If your snare is on beats 2 and 4, you can try a hit a little after beat 2, another late in beat 3, and maybe a tiny pickup in beat 4. Now, shape velocity like you mean it. Pick 1 or 2 hits that are the words in the sentence. Those go around 90 to 110 velocity. The rest are ghosts. Keep them around 40 to 70. This is one of the biggest differences between a programmed loop and a musical part. Identical velocities feel like a machine. Shaped velocities feel like a drummer with intention. Now micro timing. Don't go crazy nudging every note. Choose one anchor hit in the call that stays on the grid. That anchor is what keeps the whole thing feeling composed. Then nudge maybe 1 or 2 other hits slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Late often feels pockety in DNB, as long as you keep that anchor steady. And here's an even cleaner approach. Instead of nudging 30 notes, use track delay. Open the track delay for Perk Call and try anywhere from 0 to plus 8 milliseconds. Subtle. You're aiming for vibe, not slop. Cool. Now the response. Duplicate that MIDI clip over to Perk Resp, and then delete most of it. You're not copying the call, you're answering it. The response should live in the gaps the call leaves behind. A really effective move is to place 1 or 2 very soft ghost hits leading into the snare, like a tiny roll that builds energy, but doesn't collide with the snare transient. Keep response velocities lower overall. Think 30 to 55 for those ghost notes. And then one slightly more obvious reply at the end of the bar to close the sentence. That's your cadence. Now add character with pitch. On the response sound in simpler, transpose down 2 to 5 semitones. That instantly turns generic percussion into something that feels tuned and intentional. Also, adjust the start point a hair if you're getting a click, and if the attack is too spiky, add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That softens the transient without making it dull. Now that you have call and response, we're going to glue the feel using the groove pool, but we're staying DNB tight. Open groove pool. Load a subtle swing 16 groove, or even better, if you have a break loop you like, right-click it and extract groove. Apply that groove to both percussion clips. Keep timing around 10 to 25%, velocity around 5 to 15%, random basically 0 to 5%. Teacher note, in drum and bass, groove is more like seasoning than sauce. If you go heavy, the whole track can start to feel late and weak. We want precision with just a hint of push-pull. Now per layer processing. Modern discipline first. On Perk Call, start with EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. The call should not be living in your low mids. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6K, 1 to 3 dB, and if it needs a little shine, a gentle wide boost around 8 to 10K. Then add saturator, soft sign or analog clip, 1 to 3 dB of drive, and match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. That's huge. Saturation feels better when it's louder, so level match on purpose. Then utility. If the call sample is weirdly wide or facey, pull width down to around 80 to 100%. Keep the call mostly centered. It's the leader. Leaders are easy to locate. On Perk Resp, shape it darker. Start with auto filter. Low pass around 6 to 12K with a little resonance. If you want movement, add a tiny envelope amount, like plus 5 to plus 15, just enough for a subtle bloom. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch near 0 to 10. Carefully, because it can get crispy fast. Usually keep boom off for the response unless you're featuring a tom. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the sub and bass. If it's boxy, dip around 300 to 600 Hz. Now, let's add the vintage tone in a way that doesn't wreck our mix control. The trick is parallel and band limited. Create a return track called Tape Dirt. On that return, add saturator first. Analog clip. Drive 3 to 6 dB. Then add redux, downsample to around 10 to 18k, bit reduction 0 to 2, keep dry slash wet subtle, like 10 to 25%, then add EQ8, high pass 250 to 500, low pass 8 to 12k. So we're literally preventing the dirt from becoming low-end mud or harsh top-end fizz. Now send Perk Call and Perk Resp to tape dirt lightly. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB on the send. What you're listening for is not distortion. You're listening for age, a little hair, a little texture between hits. The groove starts to feel like it's living on a medium, not floating in perfect digital silence. Optional advanced move, widen the return, not the dry signal. Put utility on the tape dirt return and push width to around 140 to 170%. That's a safe stereo age trick because your core percussion stays centered and punchy. Now bus processing on the percussion group. This is where we make it sit like a record. First, EQ8 cleanup. High pass 120 to 200 Hz depending on how tom-heavy your response is. If the percussion fights the snare's crack, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Then glue compressor, lightly. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not more. We're gluing, not flattening. Then sidechain control, and this is critical in DNB. Add a regular compressor after glue. Turn on sidechain, and feed it from the snare. You can add kick too, but start with snare. Set ratio around 3:1. Attack 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Bring the threshold down until you see 1 to 3 dB of ducking on snare hits. This is how you keep all that cool rolling percussion from stealing impact right, where the snare needs to dominate. And now, a tiny room for vintage glue. Add hybrid reverb or reverb on the group. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz, so it doesn't fog up the mix. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. You want the percussion to imply space, not wash out. In DNB, reverb is usually felt more than heard. Now we arrange, because this is where call and response becomes music, not just a loop. Try an 8-bar plan. Bars 1 to 2. Call only. Establish the motif. Bars 3 to 4. Bring in response quietly. Bars 5 to 6. Add one variation to response, like one extra ghost hit or a small pitch change. Bars 7 to 8. Drop the call out for half a bar so the response answers alone. Then bring both back. And here's a high-impact, low-clutter way to create motion. Automate sends, not density. Automate the tape dirt send up by just 1 or 2 dB at phrase endings. Automate a tiny reverb bump on the last hit of bar 4 and bar 8, or slowly open the response low pass cutoff every 2 bars. Those moves feel like progression, but they don't mess with your transient hierarchy. Speaking of hierarchy, memorize this. Snare is cane, then kick, then main hats, then call, then response. If the response ever starts sounding like another snare, soften the attack and simpler with a tiny fade in. Lower its velocity, or increase the snare sidechain a touch. Now a quick masking audit. This is one of the fastest pro habits you can build. Solo only drums main and the percussion group. No bass, no synths, just the truth. Now toggle the percussion group on and off at the same loudness. If your snare loses impact when percussion is on, It's usually either a buildup in the 2 to 6K area, or too much percussion transient landing on beats 2 and 4. Fix it using a small EQ dip, a softer sample start, or a bit more snare trigger ducking. Don't reach for 10 devices. Solve the conflict. Before we wrap, here are two arrangement upgrades you can try if you want that producer feel. First, mute choreography. Every 4 bars, mute one single call hit instead of adding more notes. That can make the response feel like it starts the sentence, and it's surprisingly effective. Second, a signature bar. Pick bar 8 and make it your marker. Maybe one pitch down response hit, or a one-time dirt send boost. The listener starts to recognize the phrasing, and your loop suddenly feels like a section of a track. And if you want an advanced variation, add a third tiny comment layer, a very quiet Foley click that appears only at bar 2, 4, or 8. It's a comma, not a new drum line. Now your mini practice exercise, 15 to 20 minutes. Program a 1-bar call with 3 hits max. Program a 1-bar response with 4 hits max, including 1 or 2 ghosts. Apply 1 groove to both, timing 15%, velocity 10%. Build the tape dirt return and send both lightly. Arrange across 8 bars, and every 2 bars, change only one thing. 1 velocity accent, 1 pitch move, 1 extra ghost note, or 1 send bump. Then export 2 quick loops. Loop A is main drums plus percussion. Loop B is percussion only. Listen to percussion only and ask, can you hear the conversation? Is there a beginning, middle, and end? Then listen with drums and ask, does the snare still punch exactly like it did before? That's the sweet spot. Rolling percussion energy with a snare that still hits like a whippin. If you tell me whether you're building around a two-step or a break-led jungle groove and what your snare sounds like, I can suggest 2 anchor placements and a call and response sound palette that usually locks instantly for that style.